The details of women in history are often lost, even when the subject is women's history itself, in this case, the suffrage movement. NPR Books editor Petra Mayer tells us about a little-known voice in that movement, the subject of the book, Sophia, Princess, Suffragette, Revolutionary.
When the movie Suffragette came out in October, critics noticed something off. The film's struggling women were all white. One of the most important women in the suffragette movement was an Indian princess, Sophia Duleep Singh. But she didn't turn up in the movie, and until recently, few people really remembered her. Biographer Anita Anand.
Suddenly there was this sort of tidal wave of outrage from people who were saying, why wasn't she in the movie? So my first response was, why are you so angry? You hadn't heard about her until fairly recently.
Here's how the suffragette princess disappeared from history. Sophia Duleep Singh was the daughter of the last Maharaja of the Sikh Empire. The British had forced him to give up his rich kingdom in northern India and his famous diamond, the Kohinoor. Sophia grew up in England with Queen Victoria herself as godmother.
And then something changed. Something changed to turn her into this harridan witch woman who was out on the streets, embarrassing the throne, embarrassing the government, throwing herself at the police, campaigning for women's rights. Her plummet from grace was just like a falling asteroid.
So what changed? Sophia went to India in 1903, and she was shocked by the deprivation and the brutality of life under British rule, and by the officials of the Raj, who treated her like just another brown face.
So she returns from India, suddenly with this sense of fire in her, that it is not right to have equals treated as underclasses, be they brown or be they female.
Sophia wanted a cause to fight for, and she found one, women's rights. She threw herself into the struggle, grappling with police at protests, throwing herself at the prime minister's car, and selling suffragette newspapers outside her apartment at Hampton Court Palace. All of this enraged the British government. Sophia was constantly getting arrested. And while she was never behind bars for too long, because no one wanted to lock up or force feed a princess, the authorities found other ways to get to her.
She was really punished for standing up to the British establishment and as a result, more or less deleted from history.
The government worked to keep Sophia's name out of the headlines. Oddly enough, their refusal to throw her in prison meant that she was never truly famous among the suffragettes. And Sophia herself hated the spotlight. She died in 1948, essentially invisible. But now, almost 70 years later, this fascinating woman is finally getting her due. Petra Mayer, NPR News.